In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today.
Hello, my name is Alex. I wanted to talk to you about one time that I was in coma. I was in coma 10 years ago, and the doctor came in and said, "Alex, you have 40 hours to live. I ask you to just call your family members and call the priest, the pastor, and I want you to prepare. You had a pulmonary embolism that's deadly. And on top of that, you have a stroke, so you have a less likely possibility. So, but, you know, if you make the 40 hours, you will live." When I was 20 years old, I was like kind of, you know, fresh from the event, kind of. I just received the Lord and the Holy Spirit. And my parents, they were really wealthy, but I never really... I never have love, so I never, I have all material things, but love was one of them. So I said to the Lord, "Lord, if you really God, you, I want you to change me today. I don't feel anything when I hold somebody, when I hug somebody, I feel nothing. So if you are the King of Kings and the love and the universe, you know, the more big God of the universe, I want you to please change me today." And he did. He did. He came and he filled my heart entirely with all his love. He took everything outside of my body. I saw my whole entire life in seconds going out.
He was suicidal.
And after that, I got depressed and I was suicidal. And I tried to end my life. And I had a plan. I actually bought some poison, mixed it with milk, the allergy too. And I had all prepared. And that night, somebody knocked at my door. And I said, "Who is interrupt me?" It was a friend of mine. And she didn't leave the house until my mom came out. So she kind of messed up my plan. So that night, I went to bed. And I decided I will do it next day. And I'm tired of this. And that night, I had a visitation. A woman appeared to me, so gorgeous, so beautiful. Unbelievable presence of the Lord went through to burn my skin. It burned my entire skin. It burned me. The presence of the Lord was so strong that burned me out. And that's not all. She transported me 500 miles from my house. I know, I used to be an atheist, so if you don't believe it, you know, I get you, buddy, because I was there before. So don't worry about it. So, you know, ask the Lord to give you faith, and that will be it. If you have faith, don't worry about it. You know, you have faith, you can believe all things can happen for good. So I was transported 500 miles to La Vega. La Vega is a city in the Dominican Republic, in the middle of the mountain. It was a church there that she appeared 500 years before when Columbus was fighting with the Indians. And she appeared in the middle of it. And she said, "This is over." And that was it. It was no war. The Indians surrendered and gave up. So 500 years later, she took me to that place. And when I went to that place, I can see in the spirit. I saw a cross, small cross, inside probably like 6 feet. It was a guy there, a priest. And he shaved his head in the top, like a circular part of the chest. He has in the chest a rosary. He was praying. And I saw a hole in top of his head. And the heaven was right there. I saw angels. They look like Cupid, but made of light. It's hard to describe because we don't have this here in this earth. So the angels, I saw the angels pick up the prayer of this guy, and they went to heaven, and another one came down and went to heaven. It was like open heaven right there. And she said to me, "You know, I bring you a message from God. It's like, I look at her like, Mary, I mean, I know that you're married, but are you sure you have the right person? I think you mistake me with somebody else because I am not worth it, not even to see you with my eyes. I am not worth it even to look up my Lord. And she just disregarded everything that I said, and she's looking with this love and opened her arms and said, I bring you a message from the Lord with all this love, the love of God. And she said to me, your hands will be light in the dark. And she disappeared. And she burned my skin. She brought me back home. And I have this burned skin, like from the sun, when you're in the sun for a couple of hours. I felt that burned skin for a month, almost a month. So I called my church and I asked him, like, you know, what's going on? Is this place really existed? So I went over there, right? I took a bus and went over there. And when I went there, everything, it was just like she said it was. Like, she showed it to me. It was everything the same. Like, I've been here, but I'm not in physical body. I mean, I don't know if I was in my physical body. I don't know if I was in the spirit or out of the spirit or was sleeping or not. I don't know how, but it burned my skin. The transportation there burned my skin. So I went there and I saw this, and I saw this brochure. I saw the priest there, the guy that was, that's the guy that was praying with the angels. So I was so excited. I went to the nun. Hey, can you see this guy? I wanted to talk to him. Can you tell me where he is? And she laughed so hard. And I was like, okay, listen, you know, this is not a joke. This is serious. I wanted to know where this guy is. Can I meet him? And she said, look at your feet. And I was like, okay, can you stop joking? Just look at your feet. And I looked at my feet. And, well, his tomb was, I was right on top of him. He was buried in the middle of the church, and I was on top of his name. And I said, but he's not dead, because I saw him. I saw him last night. I saw him. And she laughed, and she said, well, you got here 500 years later. And I was like, okay, so he kind of late 500 years late to meet with his priest. So she said, you know about him? And I said, no. Can you tell me about him? She said, yeah. When he was alive, he used to pray for the dead. He had over 500 people come back from the dead when this guy prayed for them. I was like, wow, no wonder. She's a saint. Wow. Well, you know, I guess that I talk to him when I get to heaven, right? So I went home and I made a picture of Mary, how I saw her. She was beautiful. And the presence of the Lord just came out of her. You feel the presence of the glory of God through her. You know, I saw her presence, but I felt the glory of God through her. And I saw the rays that come out of her burn my skin. And the love of God, I felt that I was loved. Thank you, Lord, because you saved me. I will never attempt to commit suicide because I know that God loved me. He proved it to me. He showed it to me. I felt the presence of the Lord. And I ask anybody that tried to commit suicide today, anybody that tried to end your life, I ask you in the name of Jesus, I ask you to ask the Lord Almighty in the name of Jesus to send help for you, to help you with your pain. I know there's a lot of people in pain and suffering. I want you to, right now, that you go and said, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, send your angels to rescue me. Send your angels to save my soul. Send your angels to save my kids, my family, my husband, my wife, my friend, to all these people that are lost. I present to you, Lord, all the drug addicts, everybody that is lost in sin and in pain, Lord. Everybody that is in all the hospitals, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to please, I only ask you, you know, to give me a legion of angels today. Just a legion, you know. A legion is only 4,000, so you have millions of thousands of angels. So a legion is just fine. Can you send this legion in And everybody that listen to this forecast, you got your presence go to them right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you transcend time and space. Go there, Lord, and touch them, Lord. If it's anybody, Lord, they need the help because they feel that they want to end their life, I want you to send an angel, Lord. Send an angel to rescue them. If nobody's in pain, Lord, send an angel, Lord, to heal them in the name of Jesus, Lord. I know there's somebody that is listening to me, and you are in the bed in the hospital, and I feel that you have some problems in the back, it's in the right side in the back, but the Lord is going to send an angel to heal you. He healed the sick and resurrected dead, and let me tell you, the 2,000 years that Jesus died, he's still here, he's still healing, he's still saving souls. So if you are in pain, if you need a salvation, if you need Savior, there is a Savior that died for you on the cross, and his name is Jesus. So come and call him. Jesus, if you exist, if you're real, can you please, Jesus, can you manifest to me, Jesus, what you manifest to Alex, Jesus? I know that you love me. I know that you love me as much as you love him, Alex. You know, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I want to ask you, Lord, to send your love to them, Lord, to the presence of your love, because I know the presence of your love, Lord, the presence that is so thick that you can cut it with a knife, that presence of the glory of the Lord, the holiness of God. You feel that he's so holy, he's so good, that it's nothing wrong with him, that everything that is happening in this world, it has nothing to do with God. We did this. We, human being, did this. Of course, the devil, you know, help. He pushes. He pushed you. When he want to kill yourself here, he pushed you. He talked to you here. But you know what? I want you to repent in the name of Jesus. Any bad thought that you have to end your life, any bad thought, even if you're sick and you think that, oh, you know, this is over, life is over for me, there is a God that you can call him in the name of Jesus and ask him, God, get me out of my bed. Heal me, Lord. And I will help your kingdom, Lord. I will go out and help those in need. And I will go out and help those drug addicts. I go out and help with those people that have no bread in their houses. Oh, Lord, I will do something for your kingdom. We need help. I'm calling everybody that's listening. We have to help this world. We put this world in the world that is. But with Jesus, we can change this world. We can change it. We don't have to wait to go to heaven. Heaven is here. If you ask Jesus to bring heaven to you, what does it say? Father, right? When we said Father, can you ask? We pray every day, our Father. And our Father said, that if you pray, he will bring the kingdom to us, right? So ask the Father to bring the kingdom of heaven to you, the presence of the Holy One to you. And the moment that the presence of God fills you, forget it. You know, the pain goes out of the window. It's just no pain. It's just nothing. When I went to heaven, let me tell you, I was in coma for 9 months. And I tell you, I went to heaven and I saw Jesus twice after that. After, you know, outside of heaven, he came to my house twice. And I was awake. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't, you know, in dreaming either. So in the hospital, I'm going to tell you about heaven. When you walk in heaven, all the disease, you don't feel pain. You don't feel nothing that was wrong, nothing bad that was wrong in our lives. It just disappear. It just, poof, disappear. It just go. You just feel this joy that you can explain. There is no drugs. The devil is a copycat. There is no drug that can get you all joyful. And that's a lie. That's a lie of the devil. God is God. And he can give you a joy. Free. You don't have to buy it. It is free for you. If you ask the Lord Almighty in the name of Jesus to send you that love, he will give it to you. He changed me and gave me love. And I felt his love. I feel his love every day. And now I can hug somebody and feel that I'm loved. I feel that love of that person. And let me tell you, after that, the Lord gave me this words that said that your hands will be light in the dark, right? So I encountered 17 women. They could have no children at all. No children. It's impossible. Some of them just run out of the money because they couldn't even pay for more tests and more doctors. But, you know, when the world ends, they cannot do anything for you. But God in heaven, they create all things that love you, like you are the last person in the world, that God can heal you and restore you. And I saw that. I saw these 17 kids. One of them, I was walking, and one of them grabbed my leg, and it's like, who is this? And the woman said, oh, you remember you prayed for me? That's one of the child. I was like, wow, God gave you the child. So God is so wonderful. We have to ask him. Just ask him. I mean, I have nothing special. I'm telling you, I've been one of the worst sinners. But the grace of God, God's grace is so greater than my sin. God's grace is more greater than anything that I have done. God's grace is so bigger. And he can give whatever grace he wants to whatever he wanted. He's God. So if you want God's grace, just ask God. Ask, can you give me some grace? Can you give me some grace? I mean, the grace of God. He walked in, and the disease walked out. That's it. It's on. It's over. Jesus walked in, the disease just go out and run. The devil run in the moment that Jesus' presence is there. So in the name of Jesus, I want you to claim that blood of Christ on you and your family and your body and your son and your daughters. I want you to claim that blood of Jesus. That blood that was the payment for our sin, the payment of the whole world's sin, he paid on that cross. And not only that, he is the owner of the death. The dead, he took the keys of death and hell. So whoever wants Jesus to bring it back to life, he can bring it back. So they gave me 40 hours to live recently. 10 years ago, they gave me 40 hours to live. And I asked Jesus, if you're going to take me, I just wanted to know, you know, I'm ready. I just wanted to, you know, and to, you know, leave some things ready, right? So in that moment that I did the prayer, I went to a special, it's hard to explain. Please have me patient. It was like a ring. It looked like an elevator. And I was in this elevator. I was going really high speed all the way up. And I was a long time in that elevator. And the rings going down. And I was all like God speed. When I end there, it was a beautiful blue sky. But not this sky. It looks blue, but not it's this blue. It's a different blue. The blue that I saw, we don't have it on Earth. So it's kind of hard to explain what kind of blue. But it looks like it's alive. It's a blue sky. It's alive. And that alive blue, it looks like it's talking to you. It looks like it's giving you love. It's hard to explain. And I saw statues of gold in this glass floor, like the Bible described. I know that the Bible talk about heaven and said that about this glass. So I saw this glass, and I was walking on it. And I saw somebody waiting for me. I saw a man there. I was like, somebody waiting for me here? I was like, really? And when I looked, I was a stone. Oh, my God. Do you know who he was? He has the hands open. And I saw these scars in the hands. It looks like it was kind of painful. And I looked at his face, and I got on my knees. And I said, oh, my Lord, my God, my Savior. Oh, Jesus, it got to be you, Jesus. And he was so happy to see me. Like, yeah, I was the last person in the whole entire earth. He looked at me like, oh, my God, I'm so happy that I'm going to make a party for you. He looked at me like that. And he looked at me like I was the only child and with so much love. And I said, not even my mother, you know, loved me like that. Like, he looked at me like so much love. And he welcomed me with the hands up to heaven. And I told him, Jesus, oh, Jesus, my Lord, my Savior. I can't believe it. I look at you. I'm seeing you. I made it to heaven. Yeah. Well, I think I did it kind of too fast. I went too fast, I think. You know, so I wanted to stay in heaven. And I saw those statues. And I can't tell you what happened in heaven because I spent kind of in the time of our time, you know, because it's not time in heaven. So I spent like 2 hours chasing him and laughing with him. And I, you know, I cannot go to details because we have enough airtime. But I'm telling you, you know, when you go there, I knew that I was born in heaven. I knew that I belonged there. I knew that it was my home. And the moment that I put my feet on it, I said, yeah, I was born here. Oh, this is heaven. Yeah, this is my home. It's like I just knew. And when I look at Jesus, I couldn't believe that I was going to see Jesus before, you know, I even die. Like, I didn't even cross my mind that I was going to see him. You know, I thought that, you know, I heard that he appeared to some people. But, you know, I think, you know, I thought, oh, you know, Jesus appeared to saints, you know, to holy people, you know. If to me, well, yeah, what in the world is, you know, Jesus, you know, I'm the worstless person in the world. I mean, why in the world a heaven that created our heaven and earth wanted to one with me? Insignificant. And a little rock out on the corner, you know, like those that you find in the river that's there, you know, laying down over there. You know, not that rock that, you know, the David pick up and he killed the giant, but, you know, I didn't think I was that rock, but I felt like I was that rock, kind of rock, you know, laying down over there, you know, insecure, you know, and so why in the world a God that created everything is going to reveal himself to me and just show up? He after that, so, you know, people may think that I was hallucinating or maybe the drugs or whatever, right? But when I came home, I was sitting in my bed, right? I was so sick of Netflix. I was so sick of watching movies and stuff, and I just sit down in my bed. I couldn't even lay down because when you have a blood clots and pulmonary embolism, you cannot lay down in your bed. You have to sit down, right? So I was sitting with my two pillows, and I couldn't sleep. I had some problems with sleep. So many drugs that the doctors have gave me, and I was kind of sick of that too. And I saw somebody coming from my kitchen, and a man was coming to my kitchen. And I look at him like, "Oh, Jesus, what are you doing here?" And you know, he came and he held my hand, and he said, "You know, I don't want you to worry." It's like, yeah, Jesus, you know, I haven't paid my mortgage, you know, and I worry about this and that. And it's like, I don't want you to worry. And he held my hand again and said, do not worry. And I felt so sinner, like I felt the worst sinner in the world. And I said, oh, forgive me, oh, Jesus, you are God. You create all things. You come to my house and tell me not to worry, and I keep worrying about it. What is wrong with me? I want to slap myself. It's like, what is wrong with me? It's like, please forgive me, oh Lord. Please forgive me my weakness. I'm sorry. If you said not to worry, I'm not going to worry. So he left. And a couple of months after that, he came back, and he asked me. He went to the kitchen, and I felt this love and peace walking around before he even go to my room. I felt it in my room. I was like, this peace, I can't smell it. I can't smell this love. Oh my God, it's so wonderful. And he walk in and say, oh, Jesus. I said, what are you doing here? And he said, I just came to check on you. I was like, really? Yes, I just came to check on you. And it's so wonderful. I mean, I feel so fortunate because I have the Lord of Lords came to my house. I mean, I don't think that I deserve that. I don't believe that I deserve that. But the grace of God is bigger than my own sin. It's bigger than the everything I believe, though. Because you know what? You know what Jesus said to me? I said to him, she said to me, Alex, I died on the cross for you, right? And I said, yeah. So if I died on the cross for you, my grace should be enough. It's not wonderful. You have my grace. My grace is everything. He said, I have the grace. By grace, I have the experience. Not because I deserve it. This is the God that we have. You don't deserve it. But this God have grace enough for you. Thank you for listening.
Tomorrow, Alex is going to be speaking again. And I want him right now to tell us when he was in heaven, the Lord was going to send him back. What happened?
Oh, well, so after I chased Jesus for two long hours, you know, hours from here, because there is no time in heaven, I went to a place, a gloomy place, really dark. They showed me it wasn't one of my relatives there. But I probably will talk to you about that tomorrow, because it's not enough time. But I was taken back to Jesus, right? After I was taken back to Jesus, he told me, I asked him, you know, Jesus, I wanted to stay here. This is wonderful. You kidding me? I feel the joy of the Lord in my skin. I feel the joy of the Lord in my inside of me. It's like I feel the love all over me. I mean, I know that God loved me. Nobody had to say anything to me. I know that he loved me, and I love his joy, and I'm so happy here. I don't have any, all the thoughts that I have are just happiness, and it's free. I don't have to do anything. It's just give it by grace, can I please stay? Can I please? And I got on my knees, and I got to please stay. And he said, Alex, I need you back there. And it's like, but Lord, you know, I beg you. I got on my knees, and I said, Lord, listen, I beg you. Can you please? Can I please stay? And he sent me right back. I went to the elevator, and straight down to my to earth. I saw my bed, and I just lying there, and I just wake up on my coma.
Tomorrow, more to come to pass. God bless you.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.